No FOMO, no mo. Play a board game review for me.
Now playing a board game review recorded by the Swarmcast Podcast.
End of the Trail by Elf Creek Games. 1 to 4 players, ages 10 and up, plays in about 20 to 40 minutes. End of the Trail. 1849, the California Gold Rush. Do you have what it takes to find your fortune in gold? Search the land, press your luck, pitch your tents, and play your cards right to find out.
End of the Trail, reviewed by Ruby. The good. There's cool tent, prospector meeples, and a cloth board. Overall solid, and it had reference cards explaining the poker hands and the order of play. The bad. The cloth board doesn't flatten very well, and the tent meeples can be hard to pick up. It has a bit of a learning time first time you play it. The other. The upgraded components are really nifty. The slipcase gets wheels put on it, and it makes it hard to pack, but it looks really cool. Recommend? Yes. Buy? No. Reviewed by Tim. The good. Meeples! A funner version of competitive memory games. The bad. Poker, frowny face. The rules are pretty involved. And the other. You can play poker with the game cards while someone is reading the rules. End of the Trail. Reviewed by John. The good. There's a nice complexity to this game, and there's multiple win strategies. The bad. Initial setup and learning of the game takes a little bit of time. The other. There is a video QR code to teach you how to play the game, supposedly in 4 minutes. I don't think we actually tried that, but it's there. There are fun meeples and components that come with the game itself and with the upgrade pack. And there's wheels on the box that go round and round. Recommend? Yes. Buy? Yes, but only if you get it with the upgraded components.
Check out SwarmcastPodcast.com for more board game reviews.